This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Doug is out today. The ladies ruling the roost. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, a big decision from the Supreme Court over the last several days has a whole new set of rules for those of us who like to do some online shopping. The rules state that online retailers now must collect state sales tax. This was a decision 5-4, and it overturns the 1992 Supreme Court precedent that barred states from collecting such taxes that could leave consumers paying more for online purchases as cash-strapped states can get new revenue. So this affects not necessarily the big sites, but this affects like the sites, I would say, like Etsy, where independent small businesses are trying to sell their products online. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, from my understanding of it, in the decision, the justices ruled that, and this came up in South Dakota. This is kind of where this really started, how it got to the Supreme Court level. And South Dakota can collect sales tax from online retailers like Wayfair, which was actually sued by the state for not collecting sales tax. Now, Wayfair, we know, is a big online company. Mm-hmm. The jingle is in my head immediately.
Yeah, just what I need.
So it's one of those things. It's smaller than Amazon, a lot smaller than Amazon. However, Amazon does collect sales tax in certain states. Mm-hmm. So some states are still getting away with this, or really the states aren't. It's the consumer who's getting away with it. But now this retail analysts say this is actually bad news for thousands of major online retailers because now they're going to have to really compete with actual brick and mortar stores again. One of the nice things is you can sit at home on your couch, not pay sales tax, and shop online. And that may change. This new South Dakota law applies only to businesses with more than $100,000 in sales per year, or if they have 200 transactions in the state each year. So obviously 200 transactions, that's not a lot in 1 year. You would hope that you can keep your business afloat if you have only 200 transactions. So it looks like this really will include pretty much every online business in South Dakota. 31 states already have online sales tax of some sort, and it remains unclear what the remaining 19 states will do. But this is kind of, I hate to say this, but this has been coming for a long time.
Yeah.
As soon as online retailers have gotten bigger and bigger, we sort of knew this was going to happen eventually.
And this would apply to retailers that don't have these large facilities in certain states. Obviously, if there are warehouses or actual headquarters that are located in a certain state, they would be paying sales tax. This is, as you mentioned, for these companies that are operating mostly online and independently. And, you know, I'm so torn on this because I really do just hate and detest taxes of any kind, and I'd love to see us be able to do away with them and just create one big sales tax on everything. But that being said, this kind of does give these companies an unfair advantage over other brick-and-mortar stores who are being taxed up the wazoo. It does give them an unfair advantage against some of the bigger online retailers, and I'm so supportive of small business, but it does seem a bit weird that, I mean, I guess this is how they can encourage people to come to them. You save the money on the sales tax. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I know the people that were celebrating when this ruling happened were retailers like Kohl's and Sears and JCPenney and Macy's. However, they've already seen the damage done to their businesses, and so many of their stores are just closing down.
Yeah. And I think Etsy is the perfect example. This may end up being beneficial to real small businesses with maybe one brick and mortar store, not necessarily the big chain or big box stores. But, you know, the small businesses, and I live in Manhattan and I see it happening all the time. These individual boutiques are constantly closing. They can't afford the rent. They can't, so they've got it coming at them two different ways. They can't compete with Amazon and online retailers because you're saving, you know, you're saving on the sales tax. And then you've also got huge rent to pay. So, and employees who have to work in the store. So this could level the playing field a little bit. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
All right. Also, I guess in the realm of business, big business now seems to be celebrity liquor brands. That's a very big business. The number of celebrity brands in the liquor realm have gone through the roof in recent years. George Clooney's tequila company sold, I think that's, is it Calamigos? Casamigos? Tequila?
Casamigos, yep.
For $1 billion. And the trend continues to go up. Who else has these liquor labels?
Well, Business Insider put together a whole list of brands that a lot of people may not know are actually owned or partly owned by celebrities, and they rank them by the average price of a bottle from cheapest to most expensive. At number 12 on the list was Drew Barrymore and her Barrymore wines. Her bottles average between $22 and $28. Now, you are our resident sommelier, so is Barrymore wine any good?
I have never had it. I've always wanted to. I've never tried it. I have tried, however, Fergie's wine, and she is not mentioned on the list, but Fergie has a brand of wine that, from Black Eyed Peas, of course, that is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best Viogniers I've ever had, and that comes out of the Santa Barbara area.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, Barrymore wine, I don't know how popular it is. I don't know if it's selling well, but I certainly see Drew is really behind the brand, and she doesn't seem to just be a celebrity who slapped her name or her face on it. Apparently, she really is into it and is very hands-on. And a lot of the people on the list are very hands-on with their brands. At number 11, it's the Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt Miraval Rosé. That's on average about 20... I just had some for the first time last weekend. It is delicious.
People really like it.
It is so good. I resisted trying it for a long time because I thought it was just going to be all hype, and it's not. It's really, really good. It is worth the price of the bottle. At number 10 on the list is Channing Tatum's Born and Bred Vodka, and that sells for $30. I did not know that he had vodka. Now, you know, I don't know if you know, he has a bar in New Orleans that's actually a really popular bar called, I think, like Sinners and Saints or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that bar has been very popular for a while now. It's not surprising he has his own vodka, but apparently this is small batch American-made vodka that... I guess it's pretty good if it's $30 a bottle. That's not cheap. Number 9 on the list was Justin Timberlake's Sauza 901 Tequila. That sells for $36. I have had this tequila. It's okay. It's good. I don't think it's anything better than anything. I don't think it's amazing, but apparently Justin Timberlake was really into tequila. He named it 901 because he says any time after 9 p.m. is when the night gets started. That's why he named it 901. Literally, I did not make that up. He says from 901 on, it's game time. So
wow.
At number 8, another one I had no idea. Ryan Reynolds has Aviation Gin. It's $45 a bottle. And he apparently became such an enthusiast of this. He tried it somewhere. It's not like a British dry gin. It's a smoother gin. And as soon as he tried it, he said it was the best gin he's ever tried. And he had to buy the company. And he did.
Wow. I just had to buy the company.
Had to buy the company. Number 7 is Drake's Virginia Black Whiskey. That sells for $46. I am not a brown liquor fan, so I can't speak to this. But, hey, if Drake's name is on it, you know, I'm sure it's making money. Number 6, I have had this one, P. Diddy's Ciroc Vodka. That sells for $47. It's not bad. It's pretty smooth. Apparently, before Diddy got involved, Ciroc had the same formulation, and it was just a nothing vodka. It was a low-level vodka, and as soon as Diddy got involved, they doubled the price. Same formula, same product. They doubled the price when his name came onto it. Now it rivals Grey Goose. They're the two most popular high-end vodkas on the market. So
wow.
The power of Diddy. Number 5, we recently talked about this one. This is Bob Dylan's Heaven's Door Spirits. It's a whiskey that ranges between $50 and $80. It's already sold out, so good luck if you can even find it anywhere. And number 4, Marilyn Manson has Absinthe Manson. Which just sounds really bad. Are you an absinthe fan?
No, I'm not. It's not good, and I don't know. It has. I have no interest in absinthe, really. But funny that he calls it the absinthe man-synthe.
Right. Props for originality. Yeah. Number three is Kyle MacLachlan's Pursued by Bear wine. Now, have you heard of this? Because this is news to me.
No, I have not. See, so many of these are on the list that we didn't even know had celebrity backing to it.
Yeah, that sells for $60 a bottle.
Hmm.
Which is, yeah, it's kind of pricey. Number two is George Clooney's Casamigos Tequila, $68 a bottle. And number one on the list is Armand de Brignac Champagne, and this is owned by Jay-Z, $296 a bottle.
Wow.
The quick story behind this, he used to rap about Cristal all the time, which a lot of rappers did. The brand was not happy about rappers talking about Cristal all the time, and they put out kind of an offensive quote about they wanted to stop rappers from talking about them. Jay-Z said, well, fine, I will do one better. I'm going to buy this other heritage brand of champagne, and I will never mention Cristal ever again. And now he's got the number one highest-priced celebrity champagne.
Well, good for him. They won't let you use it. Make your own. Another one I'd add to this list, I just had the John Legend wine not too long ago. He's got a brand called Love, L-V-E. And Jean-Charles Boisset is the one who makes it. He's Gina Gallo's husband. It is fantastic. If you get a chance to see it, it's a beautiful label. It's got roses on the outside. It's really, really good wine.
I have to look for that.
All right, more up ahead. It is the DJ V Show at 17 minutes past the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Is San Diego the smartest city in the world? Well, San Diego, California now features lampposts that may look normal, but they're actually equipped with data collecting sensors about nearby people, cars, and even air quality. The streetlights are wirelessly connected to each other and the cloud, allowing you to access the info on your phone. So instead of driving around looking for a parking spot, the lights above can notify you exactly where there is an open spot. It's faster, more efficient, and causes less emissions. And to respect privacy, the sensors strip out any personal info like faces or license plates. San Diego is spending more than $30 million on this new technology, which includes the deployment of 3,000 of these lamppost sensors to make San Diego one of the smartest cities in the world. To learn more, visit sandiego.gov. That's sandiego.gov.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Jen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen in for him. And ladies, Disney making a splash today at the box office. Already this year, on the domestic level, Disney has made over $2 billion, and we are not even halfway through the year yet. This is pretty big because of The Incredibles, too. That's made over $250 million after just a few days in the theater, and it seems that Finding Dory, which was the top earner for Disney for a long time, that held a record at $486 million. They expect that to be blown out by The Incredibles, but it's been a big year for Disney with Black Panther and The Incredibles movie, of course, the Star Wars story, Solo. Disney's looking pretty good.
Wow. And even they can take the hit, quote-unquote hit, on Han Solo because they said that was an underperformer, but clearly it doesn't matter. It's not affecting their bottom line.
And hard for me to feel sorry for them because it's still out. It still made more than it cost to make.
Right.
So they wanted.
And it's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Leave some for the rest of us, Disney. All right, so congratulations to the Disney Company passing the $2 billion mark at the box office, and we're only in June.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Swashbuckling, arr, matey. That's the theme music from Pirates of the Caribbean, and I think it's really funny. Before we get into it, a little sidetrack, it's DJ V Show. Doug is out today. Jen, Victoria, Kara, chilling at the controls in Washington, D.C., the ladies ruling the roost. And guys, when I go on vacation, I go to the Caribbean, but when I ride or watch Pirates, it is Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know, right? That is so true. Same here.
I don't know why. All right, so the story about Johnny Depp, this is really kind of crazy. He opened up in a new interview with Rolling Stone about his divorce from Amber Heard. He talked about his legal troubles, his financial issues, his drinking issues, and other topics. What did we learn from this piece, Victoria?
Well, basically, at the end of that divorce, he tells Rolling Stone, I was as low as I believe I could have gotten. He started writing a memoir. He said he would start in the morning just drinking vodka, and he would just start typing away on an old typewriter until he couldn't see the page anymore, which, okay, that doesn't sound great. But, of course, he and Amber Heard first met on the set of The Rum Diary in 2011. They got married in a private ceremony in February of 2015. And just over a year later, Amber Heard filed for divorce. It was finalized a year after that, January of 2017. It was a contentious legal battle. She accused him of physical abuse, and he, of course, denied all of that. It was really a mess. When they finalized their divorce, she gave $7 million of her settlement away to charity, which she had promised that she would do. They signed non-disclosure agreements, so we don't really know anything more than that. The same month the divorce was finalized, Johnny Depp sued his former business managers, basically saying that they had cost him millions of dollars, that they had mismanaged his money. They countersued and said, we didn't do it. You spend money, and you spent your own money. They claimed he spends $30,000 a month on wine. Now, his quote to Rolling Stone, that's a lot of wine. Now, his quote to Rolling Stone was funny. He said, it's insulting to say I spent $30,000 on wine because it was far more than that. Then, Then his business managers claimed in their lawsuit against Johnny Depp that he spent $3 million to have the ashes of his good friend Hunter S. Thompson shot out of a cannon after his death in February 2005. Now, of course, Johnny Depp played Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and he rebutted once again. It was not $3 million to shoot Hunter into the effing sky. It was $5
million. Oh, no.
I don't know if he's really helping his case here or if he was drunk during this interview, but it does make for a good read. It's in Rolling Stone. It came out on Thursday, so definitely check it out if you want to have a good laugh.
I can imagine he's obviously probably found himself at a pretty low spot. Remember, yeah. He would not marry his longtime love, the mother of his children.
I know.
And then Amber Heard pranced along, and all of a sudden he was getting married. He had totally changed his life.
And she was a lesbian at the time.
Yeah, so you can imagine. Well, he had to work for it. That's why men love to work for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's it. Has to be like, wow, you know, I did all of this and it still was screwed up. Wow. Yeah. All right. So Johnny Depp, you can check out that article. Michael Jackson also in the news. I'm excited about this one. Michael Jackson's Broadway musical is slated for 2020. This will detail the life of Michael Jackson, and it's premiering in 2020. It's a collaboration between the Jackson Estate and Columbia Live Stage. It'll feature Jackson's own music. Victoria, this is awesome.
Yes. You know, this is such a trend right now with Broadway. The Cher musical is opening up this fall. That will feature all of her music, and that will tell the story of her life. And people just can't get enough of Gloria Estefan's Get On Your Feet. That's been a hugely successful musical featuring her music and her life story. So I think when you have someone as beloved as Michael Jackson, this is a no-brainer. It's going to sell out probably instantly.
Yeah, his three kids, Prince Michael, Paris, and Blanket, are going to obviously benefit from this. But pretty exciting stuff coming to Broadway. It's almost as exciting for me as the SpongeBob musical. Sorry, 28 minutes past the hour. It is the DJB Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this vote, the yeas are 193 and the nays are 231. The bill is not passed.
That was the sound yesterday in the U.S. House of the failure of the first of two House Republican immigration bills. More than 40 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting no, though President Trump later said,
"We have
come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
A vote on a more moderate immigration bill that was originally scheduled for yesterday is now being postponed until next week, as Republican leaders say they want members to have a little more time to study that second bill. Heavy rains in South Texas forcing more people to evacuate their flooded homes. 16 inches of rain falling in the border town of McAllen since Monday. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Kara Schillen in Washington, D.C. at our uplink site. Dougie is out today. And Victoria and Kara, we are going to hold down this fort. And I got to talk about this story that has been getting nothing but attention for the last week now. And that is the problems at our southern border, the zero tolerance policy implemented by the Trump administration, causing them to now reunite families that have been separated after parents were caught illegally crossing the border and arrested. there seems to have been a Facebook fundraiser that was taken up. And I always love these stories of people, instead of just being outraged or sad or happy about something, they actually get involved. Mm-hmm. Facebook started a fundraiser to reunite immigrant families. And it was only expected to bring in a few dollars, but this one far exceeded expectations. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, it's in just over 5 days, this couple, Charlotte and Dave Wilner, started a fundraiser on their Facebook page, and it started on June 16th, and the original goal was $1,500. The aim of it was to go to a Texas nonprofit organization called Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. They provide legal services, opportunities for education, social support for immigrants and refugees, so they wanted to send some money down to this nonprofit. Well, this is the whole separation from families and all this other stuff has become such a hot button issue. So many people donated to it. Over 400,000 people added to this fundraiser. They now have raised $16 million. And even Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook got involved and also made donations. And so the Texas nonprofit, it's called RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S, that team posted on Facebook that they didn't even have words. They were just so overwhelmed by this. $16 million goes such a long way for a nonprofit like this. And so the goal is to reunite immigrant parents with their children and to, I guess, help with just the educational and living conditions down there. Because you have to think about it. These kids are not in school either. You know, so they have makeshift classrooms and they have certain things set up, but and there's teachers there who are translating. When First Lady Melania Trump was there last week, when she made her visit there, she was going through an interpreter because the kids all speak Spanish, they don't speak English. So mm-hmm. it's amazing though, the power of people who really want to get involved and throw their support and weight behind something. $16 million is crazy.
Yeah, and this immigration policy, hopefully Congress will get it together and do something. This has become such a political chess game between Democrats and Republicans to try to find a real solution for what's going on down there. There's so many different laws, too, that a lot of people, I think, are misunderstanding what's really happening at the border. I don't think there's a lot of clarity because it seems like it should just be one executive order that solves all the problems. But what Trump signed just a few days ago, this executive order that reunites these families and allows them to be detained together, doesn't necessarily apply to the kids that were already separated. And there are legal limitations on it. The Trump administration's already being sued, just like the Obama administration was. These are not problems specific to Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
This stuff happened
yep.
to both administrations, where they're saying that kids can't be held in detention facilities with their parents for more than 20 days. So you're kind of stuck with the idea, okay, do we let the entire family out? Do we deport the entire family? Or do we stop patrolling the border? What needs to be done and what President Trump is calling for is an extension to those 20 days so that you can keep the families together. You can still enforce immigration laws, but you can keep them in these facilities for longer than 20 days if they don't plead guilty to entering the country illegally. Most people who do plead guilty are sent back within like 24 to 48 hours. It's the people who are saying they're not guilty or that apply for asylum that are backed up, and that's where the days and days and days of waiting can begin. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if there is any traction here. That when the Obama administration tried to file an injunction on the 20-day limit, they were denied. So legally, there are just so many things that need to be changed, and the only way to really do that is for Congress to get it together, start talking, compromise, and make a vote.
Yep. And this goes back to, you'll probably hear lots of buzz about Flores versus Reno, and goes back to 1997. Yeah, and that's the law that they can't seem to get around. The Justice Department is grappling with that. Trump wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to try to request him modify the Flores settlement, but that could take a long time. None of this stuff happened. The wheels of justice, you know, turn very slowly, so none of this can happen really quickly. And so if Trump's request to extend that 20 days is denied again, then where are we? Where does that leave us?
And that's why, you know, I was pulling my hair out when Trump signed this executive order, because I thought, okay, this puts a very temporary Band-Aid on an issue.
Right.
And it's not because I don't want to see kids reunited with their families. Of course I do. I don't think there's a normal thinking person on the planet
right.
who wants to see these images. But you can't just keep putting these little pieces of scotch tape on a boat with a hole in the bottom of it and expect it to hold. And,
yep.
you know, if you look at the lessons learned under the Obama administration, he tried to do the exact same thing. His administration tried to fight this Flores decision. They were not able to. And so that's when he started catch and release, which was not good for this country, because catch and release is essentially giving court dates to people who are in the prison system and saying, hey, we'll see you back here in 3 months. That never happens. These are people
right.
that just sort of disappear, and that's what starts to break the system, especially in border states like the state I live in California, where then your state becomes kind of overrun.
Right.
And it's tough.
And
this is not an easy fix.
It's not. And that choice back then that the Obama administration made, okay, so we're going to do catch and release because the alternative is separating kids from families, which they didn't want to do. The Bush administration didn't want to do that. The Clinton administration didn't want to do that. No one wanted to do that because look what happens when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just a national outrage, and it is the law, and it's such a complicated issue that that's why other administrations just said we're going to have to work around it. If we can't get an extension, if we can't change Flores v. Reno, we're going to have to figure out something else. And it, like you said, it's just been a Band-Aid after a Band-Aid. So I really do think whatever side of the aisle you're on, I think everyone wants a solution that we can all live with and that we can sleep at night knowing we're not doing things that are un-American by our values. And separating kids from their families is un-American by our values. President Trump said in the Oval Office he didn't like seeing those images. It's heartbreaking. I know Mrs. Trump, Melania Trump said the same thing. It's no one wants to see that, but we really do need a real solution now.
And it seems like when it comes to immigration or the Second Amendment or some of these emotional issues, there's a lot of people that like to get you fired up on both sides of the aisle, yet they don't want to put their name on legislation
right.
that makes change.
Yep.
They don't want to be held accountable for decisions, and we have to. As citizens, we have to tell them we've got to do something. It's not going to be perfect. Democrats aren't going to be 100% happy, and Republicans aren't going to be 100% happy. But when it comes to immigration, I think the number is like 72% of the actual pillars of an immigration reform plan are agreed on by both Republicans and Democrats. So why can't we start there? Why can't we at least
right.
start where there is some commonality? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. As we continue, it is 42 minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford from Today's Homeowner with a few tips for your perfect outdoor kitchen. First of all, you want to make sure you have plenty of countertop to prepare everything and to serve the food. And of course, this is the cornerstone, having a nice gas grill. But of course, when you have the grill and you have your burgers cooking, you're going to have a lot of smoke. What do you do about the smoke? Well, you've got to have a great range hood. This one is from Braun. It's from the Elite series, and it has three different speeds, plenty of light, easy to clean, and it's just an absolute essential for any time you have a gas or charcoal grill and you have a cover over it. Now, summer storms means there's going to be some power outages. I strongly recommend you picking up a portable generator. They're not that expensive. You can get whatever size you need. This particular one from Champion is powered by either propane or gas. I've never seen anything like that. Great way to protect your family. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria Karashilin at our controls in Washington, D.C. Doug is out today. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn holding down the fort. And Victoria and Kara, this story is, I still can't believe it exists. Do you guys know about the site Ashley Madison?
Yeah, the cheating site.
It's a cheating site. That's right. It's where married people
had a huge data
go.
Breach, right? A while ago?
Yes. And that was when a lot of politicians went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, our names are going to be released. Ashley Madison is a site where if you are a married person, you can go online and you can be matched with like-minded people who are looking to have marriages, relationships outside of their marriage. According to Ashley Madison, they said the number of signups spiked in certain cities over the last year. Cheating husbands and wives are a little more common in certain areas of the country than others, according to this report from infidelity website Ashley Madison. This this report reveals the cities that had the most member signups per capita in a release that they shared just a few days ago. So are you ready to know where people are cheating?
Lewis? Yeah. Want to make sure my husband's not on this list.
New York is on the list. Uh-huh. However, it is not the city with the most cheaters. The list of the top 20 cities with cheaters in it, according to Ashley Madison, number one on the list is Seattle. Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Maybe because they're depressed with all the rain, you think?
All the rain.
Looking...
Makes guys horny, I guess.
Yeah. Number two on the list is Denver. Number three, Dallas. Number four, Philadelphia. Number five, San Jose. My hometown, Los Angeles, California, is in the top ten. It's at number six, followed by San Francisco, Houston, Charlotte, and Austin.
Hmm.
Now, for us, the ladies and I, we're spread out all throughout the country. Victoria, New York City comes in at number 15 on the list.
For and women Kara, looking to cheat on their husbands.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Kara, number 18 on the list is Washington, D.C., which totally surprises me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm actually in a good city for one thing, I guess. Wait, so this is women looking to cheat on
their... This is just spouses in general, women and men looking to cheat on their husbands.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah.
You would think in Seattle, because everyone I know who lives there does really well. They're all working at Microsoft or Amazon or Boeing. You would think that people wouldn't cheat on them, but maybe they're all so busy with work that they're not around to, I don't know, hang out with their wives, and so they cheat on them with someone else.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to Boise. Boise is not on this list.
This is a really weird study.
Ashley Madison says that it has 54 million member accounts, and they say a little over half of these users are female. So, you know, it's not just like we can blame the men on this. This is a phenomenon for both men and women. I'm curious, though, would you guys ever use, let's say you're in a bad marriage, would you ever, and Kara is not married, Victoria, you are recently married, and your husband is wonderful, and you love him. But would this be ever an option for you to just say, gosh, I really want to get back at him. I'm going to go online to Ashley Madison and try to meet someone?
I don't know. I can't really wrap my head around that. I feel like on one hand, yes, it might be easier because it's sort of already set up for you and you don't have to have a conversation with someone that you meet at a bar. Hey, I'm looking to cheat on my husband. You know, it's kind of like it cuts out all that guesswork. So I understand maybe the appeal of it. But I don't know. Would you?
I guess you don't have to beat around the bush, right? Because everybody on Ashley Madison knows what you're there for. But
exactly.
I just think, you know, the good old days, like when the guy used to have to actually, like, work to woo his secretary or something. What happened to that? Am I just waxing nostalgic for those days?
That's hilarious. Yeah, like the Mad Men days.
Yeah. You know, you take that 3-martini lunch, one thing leads to another, what's going to happen? I don't know. I just feel like when you're putting it all out there and you know that this place has been data breached before,
right.
Your name is you know, ingrained in history as a cheater. So
that data breach brought down a lot of high-profile marriages, too. That brought down a couple of the housewives. That brought that almost brought down Snooki. Oh, yeah. Snooki's husband, Gianni, was on there.
No.
And so, yeah, and then that was a whole big thing. One of the housewives of New York City left the franchise because her husband was on. Do you remember Kristen, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
She was kind of boring. Well, her husband was on it. And you could see on the show, like, their marriage wasn't that great, so it wasn't really surprising, but yeah, it was, you know.
I admit, I was on it I never paid for my membership, but we had the guy that runs it on, and I had to see what it was all about. It's awful. All right. Just for research purposes, I swear, Jeff. At 50 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is the DJV show. I am the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington. And that music signals that it is time to get some car talk in. We have Nick Miles, our auto expert, one of our friends of the show, and he gives us all the updates on everything that you need to know about your current car and maybe your future dream car. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good morning from a plane in Atlanta where I spent the night last night.
Are you stuck in Atlanta airport?
Yeah, no, I'm actually on the plane out of Atlanta. I was here last night because Chevy dropped some really big news. After it has taken a hiatus for a few years, They reintroduced the Blazer to the United States. Now, this was one of the vehicles that really threw America into the large SUV trend. Mm-hmm. It continued for many years. The Blazer was a family hauler for many of us when we were growing up. We saw a bunch of them on the road. As the cars got bigger and gas got more expensive, the Blazer disappeared. But last night, Chevrolet introduced the Blazer back to America, and it looks amazing. Perfect family vehicle, loads of storage space. The cool thing is it has a new storage system in the back where you can change the size of the rear trunk. So I don't know if you've ever gone shopping, Victoria, and found those soda bottles rolling around the back of your car.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pin the soda bottles to the back of the seat so they can no longer roll around. Yeah, finally.
Finally, someone has invented that.
Yeah, right? How long has it taken? Soda bottles have been around for 100 years, and now they can actually store them safely in the back of the car.
Now, I'm a Chevy driver. My husband and I have a Chevy SUV that we really love. My whole family has actually turned into a Chevy family. And the Chevy Blazer, the old-school Chevy Blazer, to me is one of the coolest-looking vehicles that America's ever made. I love that boxy kind of cool look to it. Does the exterior still maintain that integrity?
No, it's still a large SUV, but it's not like the old one. In fact, Chevy have found a massively successful formula with their new SUVs, the Traverse, which is kind of a size bigger than the Blazer. So mm-hmm. if you're familiar with the Traverse, the new Blazer is kind of just a two-row version of that. That Traverse has increased its sales by 80% this year. So they have found the formula that makes American families very happy.
Now, I have a Chevy Trax, which is the smallest Chevy SUV, and then the next step up is the Equinox, which sounds like that's about the same size as the new Blazer. Are they going to replace the Equinox with the Blazer?
The Blazer sits between the Equinox and the Traverse, so it's sort of a size bigger than the Equinox. So it's like a whole family. You line them up together, everything from the electric Bolt up to the Tahoe, and they all sit one by one by one and get a size bigger each time.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when will this hit the market? When will these be on the lots?
Okay, that was the good news. The bad news is you're going to have to wait until next year at least until it hits the market. They did introduce it last night in Atlanta. It does look really incredible and is going to have tons of really cool tech, but everything that has to be, you know, really cool, we have to wait for. So you'll be looking at it in 2019 as a 2020 model.
So actually, that might be time, because we've got a 2016. That might be perfect for us. That might be the right time when we'll want to upgrade. So that's still good news.
You on the list.
Yes.
I'll tell Chevy that you're interested, and I'll have them call you.
Thank you, Nick Miles. Hey, it's all about who you know, right? So I also understand you've got some Tesla news. Tesla had kind of a big week this week, right?
Yeah, they did. One of their employees leaked some documents to a journalist that showed that some of the numbers that Tesla have been reporting are actually not true. Now, this has horrible implications for Tesla. If it's found to be these documents are accurate, that then becomes a securities fraud for them, and Tesla could be in serious, serious trouble. The big news is, of course, that Elon Musk couldn't let this lie and was emailing the employee back and forth after he'd already issued summons to sue him. And so now all those documents were printed yesterday by the Washington Post. This could mean a huge nail in the coffin for Tesla. If these papers are genuine, it means trouble for Tesla because they haven't been honest about what they've been telling us about their production.
Now, is Elon Musk, is he culpable in this too? Did he know that they were fudging the numbers, or was he just attacking this one person?
You know exactly how it works. Everybody does. The boss ultimately may have not known anything about it, but because they're the boss, they have a responsibility to know about
it.
So
right.
Elon clearly knew that something was up because his emails between him and the employee yesterday were pretty vicious. And I would tell you, I wouldn't like to be in Elon's shoes today.
Oh, bad news for Tesla. Nick Miles, thank you so much, our auto expert.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.